Beneath the velvet cloak of night, the ship sliced through the waves, guided by constellations that whispered secrets older than time. The night sky was a tapestry of stars, each a beacon leading Oliver and Captain James toward the final artifact. The air was electric with anticipation. They could feel the eyes of the Dark Master's minions upon them, shrouded in the darkness. The amulet of eternal wisdom glowed soft and steady, a heartbeat of light against the encroaching shadows. The crown of tempests, now in their possession, seemed to resonate with the stars, its ancient magic aligning with celestial paths. Their journey took them to the edge of the world, to a forgotten island that appeared only when the moon kissed the sea in a silver embrace. As they docked, the silence was so profound it roared in their ears. This island was a place of contrast, half cloaked in darkness, while the other basked in the endless daylight. The suspense was tangible, each step on the island a dance with danger. They traversed through the light, where the land was lush and vibrant. But as they crossed into the shadowed half, the environment changed drastically. Here, darkness reigned, and every whisper of wind felt like a specter's breath upon their necks. In the heart of shadows stood an ancient observatory, a relic from a time when people and stars spoke as old friends. This was where the final artifact, the Orb of Night, lay hidden, its power a mystery even to the sages. Oliver and Captain James approached the observatory with caution, aware that this was the Dark Master's domain. The door opened with a silence that screamed warnings, but they stepped inside, undeterred. The inside of the observatory was an enigma, a chamber where the outside night sky reflected in mirrored walls, creating the illusion of an endless void. It was a maze of reflections, disorienting and unnerving. Their resolve was tested as figures emerged from the mirrors, shadows given form, conjured from the depths of the Dark Master's malevolence. A battle of light and darkness ensued, the amulet of eternal wisdom and the scepter of echoes clashing with the ethereal shadow beings. It was a spectacle of action and suspense, a dance with danger where every move could be their last. Captain James fought with the fury of a tempest, while Oliver's youth belied the wisdom of his movements. Together, they turned their adversaries into wisps of darkness that faded back into the mirrors. The room changed once the shadows were vanquished, revealing a pedestal bathed in starlight, where the Orb of Night awaited. Oliver reached out, and the moment his fingers touched the artifact, the observatory came alive with celestial light. The stars had deemed them worthy. With the third artifact secured, they made haste to leave the island, for they knew the true test was yet to come. The Dark Master would not sit idly by, and their final confrontation loomed near. As they sailed away, the island disappeared, as if it had never been, swallowed by the sea once more. They set a course for home, where the battle for the world's fate would unfold. But as the dawn approached, the suspense did not wane, for the night's shadows held more than just darkness. They held the promise of the storm to come. To be continued.